From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan forces have retaken a key northern district just hours after it fell to the Taliban. Afghan officials told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khanabad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed that six Afghan security personnel were killed while another 16 were wounded. National security forces are engaged in cleanup operations in Khanabad to eliminate Taliban insurgents. The Taliban seized control of the city in an overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. A defense ministry spokesman ruled out the possibility of the fall of the provincial capital of Kunduz, saying enough forces are deployed in the city to defend it. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking in Istanbul, Mr. Yildirim said that the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. He said Turkey will be more active in trying to stop the danger getting worse in the next 6 months. Yildirim went on to say that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. He added, though, that talks with the Syrian president would be necessary during a transitional period, as, in his words, he is one of the actors today, no matter whether we like it or not. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Yemeni demonstrators backing Shiite Houthi rebels marched Saturday in the rebel-held capital of Sana'a. Organizers billed the march as a show of support for a controversial new governing council opposed by the United Nations and many Western governments. It was also in support of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh, a Shiite leader who was driven from power in 2012 after ruling for more than three decades. With the march underway, witnesses said that warplanes from the U.S.-backed Saudi coalition supporting the government of internationally recognized President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi bombed the nearby presidential palace and other targets. There were no immediate reports of casualties. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due to arrive in Kenya Monday to discuss terrorism in neighboring countries before traveling on to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Kerry will first meet with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta to discuss regional issues such as conflict in neighboring South Sudan and ongoing violence in Somalia. He then travels to Nigeria to meet with President Muhammadu Buhari on the country's economy, corruption issues, and the threat of the militant group Boko Haram. The Secretary of State will then travel to Saudi Arabia for meetings with Gulf leaders, his British counterparts, and the UN envoy to Yemen to discuss the war in Yemen. 227 migrants and refugees from Somalia, Libya, Bangladesh, Ghana, and other countries have been rescued from the Mediterranean, more than 30 kilometers north of Sabratha, Libya. The Spanish non-governmental organization Proactiva Open Arms says at least one body, a 19-year-old man from Somalia, was recovered during the rescue operation. Flora was one of those rescued.
To Libya that we came into is another problem for us. To shooting, killing, bombing every day, sexual harassment every day.
Separately, a total of 304 met rescued migrants and the bodies of five people who drowned when their boat capsized in the Mediterranean were taken to port in Sicily Saturday morning. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says Rio de Janeiro has hosted an iconic games that were organized in the midst of the city's ongoing struggles. At a news conference in Rio Saturday, Bach said the games had not been organized in a bubble. He told reporters that no public money had been spent on organizing the games, and it was better for the games to be close to reality rather than having 16 days of the Olympics being isolated. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.